way that water is wounded on Mother Earth is the same way that we are wounded ourselves.
Water is the blood of our planet, and we are part of this planet. And if we hurt, we're hurting ourselves.
Here in the United States, there's been so many cities, unfortunately, that have had their water poisoned, their water in chaos. And it really breaks my heart. Flint, Michigan, they had to have their citizens drink water out of plastic bottles because their city water was so polluted. There's a wounding of our water on Mother Earth right now. How does water impact truly everything?
You know, we are consciousness, and consciousness marries form through water. The ability of water to absorb energy, frequency, and vibration. This is the thing that determines everything. That's clear guideline for us to be kind, because whatever we send out is very, very tangibly going to be absorbed, and it will become matter. So when you realize that, it becomes your extraordinary responsibility. How are you showing up in the world? Because you are actually making a tangible change. Every single behavior.
What can you share with us about the mother water? This is the essence of Analemma.
The mother water is the very essence of everything. We call Analemma water conscious water because it really opens pathways for us to be electromagnetically connected to what's relevant. And our research clearly showed when you change water, entire biology follows.
Hey, welcome to Wellness and Wisdom. This is Josh Trent, your host. This has always been the place for you to gather, apply, and embody the intelligence you need to live your life well.
Mario, welcome to the podcast. We made it. We're here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Josh, for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's a shared pleasure. I have been enjoying so much this, I guess, self-experiment around water. We're on the Spotify and YouTube right now. If you just saw what I held up, this is the Analemma wand. This is the company. This is the mission. This is the technology, the loving frequency, I guess you could say, Mario, that we're talking about today on the podcast. You know, the conversation about water is really interesting. Here in the United States, there's been so many cities, unfortunately, that have had their water poisoned, their water in chaos, as you talk about. And it really breaks my heart. Specifically, what comes to mind is Flint, Michigan, where they had their water, literally, they had to have their citizens drink water out of plastic bottles because their city water was so polluted. There's a wounding of our water on Mother Earth right now. And that's why this conversation means so much to me, because we are, I believe, over 90% water. If you break it down, you're going to share the science on that. But what's really interesting is the way that water is wounded on Mother Earth is the same way that we are wounded ourselves. So this is a call to healing. It's a call to action. It's a call to essentially love ourselves and love the planet that we're from. So if people don't know anything about you, just give us the 30,000 foot view way above Mother Earth. Who is Mario today? And what does he do in the world? You know, why are you so passionate about water and about the structure of water and about the healing power of water?
First of all, thank you so much for this amazing introduction. I am in such a resonance with everything that you just said. You just really nailed it. I love that you mentioned how water is wounded on Mother Earth. And I can tell you that I'm beyond confident that Mother Earth is the hidden voice of this project. Because water is the blood of our planet, and we are part of this planet. And if we hurt, we're hurting ourselves. And there is extraordinary magic in water. There are worlds hidden in it. And we just, up until now, science didn't catch up with the wonder that water is. So I'm really looking forward to tell this story.
Me too.
Just a couple of words on myself. I was always very, very, very passionate about health and wellness. And I always knew that our bodies are created perfectly. You know, our creator has created us in an amazing way. Our bodies have this innate, extraordinary ability to repair itself. I was just always exploring ways how to assist that natural process in a powerful way. So this led me to opening a natural pharmaceutical company, which I ran for years, and I helped thousands of people, and I really, really, really loved it, because you know when you're helping people, so you know you can always do various things in the world, but when you're doing something and you know that truly you're making an impact, it's truly a gratifying experience. So after many years of doing it, I've sold it to a large pharmaceutical company, to Walgreens, and they actually took it over. After that, I decided if I were ever going to do something. I really want to do something which is going to be for the highest good of all. Something that will help people, that will help animals, that will help plants, that will help environment as a whole. And, you know, I sent this to the universe. And as the universe does its magic, I actually came across and I met Dr. Clarker and Dolph Zantinger, which are the two founders of NLMA. And this project ticked all the boxes. It really ticked all the boxes. So I'm super happy to be a part of this. And since I have a lot of experience in the human trials, so coming from the pharmaceutical world, that's where I actually started contributing all of the clinical trials, double-blind placebo-controlled trials that we did to definitively prove that something biologically remarkable happens when you expose biological systems to this water.
It's amazing. It's a common thread, Mario, that we've had, you know, 600 plus interviews. And out of all the guests that were in pharma, they eventually trickled out, almost like water and osmosis. They left the pharmaceutical industry. Look, I'm not here to demonize anything, right? Because people can use their own intuition to figure out what's right for them, what's best for them, and where the darkness is and where the light is. The light pulled you to NLMA. Right. On a spiritual and also on a practical level, you are a family man, you have children, you're an entrepreneur, like you have a lot going on for yourselves, as many of us do. And so if we're going to do something in this world, why not make it of true service to others? So essentially, the light pulled you to that place of service. Was it a challenging transition to go to NLMA from the pharmaceutical industry? And looking back, you know, it's so great that you were able to learn so many things about testing and trials and clinical research, because now you can apply that to water. You can apply that to the structure of water. But was there something that you didn't like? We don't have to focus on the dark, but it is nice to speak of the dark so we can actually move towards the light. Was there something about pharma that turned you off that made you go towards the light of NLMA?
I mean, to be honest, I would like to see like the positive things whatever I'm looking at, because there's always both positive and negative. And sure. I agree with you 100%. So there are many negatives there, too many to speak of.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, what I didn't like about the whole pharma world is usually pharma goes only for something they can patent and then they can sell. And which is really interesting, everything that big pharma does, they're actually just copying nature. So they take the natural molecule and they're changing it sufficiently so that they can call it their own. How amazing nature usually works. When the molecule is in its innate state, it works beautifully with our bodies. But when you change it, then that molecule start, when first you synthesize it, but then it start to create all kinds of havoc all over your body. That's why we have side effects.
Right, right.
For me, you know, since I'm in the spirituality for the last 27, 28 years, and this is the number one thing in my life, to follow the inner movement of divine will, wherever it takes me. So it never was kind of why I did everything that I did up until now.
Yeah.
Just like you mentioned, life prepares you for your task, so to speak.
Sure.
There were many challenges, but everything kind of prepared me for what I'm doing now.
Well, it's great because it's a segue to the transmission, the reception, and really the broadcasting of what we are as human beings, which is exactly what water is. I've heard you speak about this in your media outlets. So if we are an antenna, right, we give and receive information, we absorb information. How do we do that? Well, guess what, y'all? It's vibration and water. That's how it happens. Right. If you look at Tesla's work, you know, think of frequency, think of everything as vibration. Even the cameras that we're talking to, even the people that are listening across the world, none of this stuff is 100% solid. It is all porous. There is all diffusion and osmosis happening at all times. Well, it's the same thing as water. And you get asked this question a lot, I'm sure, but I wonder if you could pause and maybe even see it from that 30,000 foot view. How exactly does water impact everything? Our beingness, our mind, our cognition, the way that we interact with others. It's a very, very big conversation. So let's start high and then we'll go low. How does water impact truly everything?
Well, if we're going 100,000 feet.
Okay, let's go 100.
I believe that, you know, we are consciousness, and consciousness marries form through water. So this is the most fundamental level of our existence, physical existence. This is where all the memory, everything goes through. And our research clearly showed when you change water, entire biology follows. Everything from that moment. So water is number one. And then you're kind of making steps, okay, the microbiome, the mitochondria, and the whole thing, purely from the physical point of view. So we are consciousness. And consciousness marries form through water.
That is definitely 100K, yeah.
The key element. And I love what you just also mentioned, the ability, people don't realize this, the ability of water to absorb energy, frequency, and vibration. This is the thing that determines everything. That's clear kind of guideline for us to be kind, because whatever we send out is very, very tangibly going to be absorbed, and it will become matter, so to speak. So when you realize that, it becomes your extraordinary responsibility. How are you showing up in the world? Because you are actually making a tangible change. Every single behavior at the time, what am I emitting in every single moment? Because I am changing my environment very tangibly. When you realize this, it really becomes, okay, I need to own up to who I am in the world. And then kindness and love and genuine care becomes an imperative. And when you combine this with consciousness, then you actually become aware that wherever you go, you are. It's just me there having a different experience. Now we went down the spirituality thing, but it's all very much connected. It's all very much connected. And it all happens through water. Just like you mentioned, everybody is aware that we are 70% water in mass, which is by itself like a lot. But in molecules, 99% of our molecules are water. So like we're basically very clever H2O.
Yeah.
That off the bat tells you there is something very, very important here that nobody is really talking about. Just like you mentioned, when water exists in this certain structure, we realized in our research that water on this planet exists in what we call a chaotic state. So H2O molecules are constantly crashing into each other. And all of this is happening on an atomic level, so nobody's really aware. But there is a state of water where those same H2O molecules start forming a liquid crystalline structure. They start behaving like an antenna. They start to move harmonically. And through this very particular process, water becomes alive. It becomes empowered, and it can do so much for our health and wellness. And this is what we actually found. We found this very, very, very particular state. As I mentioned, when we realized that in our research, our whole quest was to find, okay, let's find the most dominant positive frequency water there is. Because we knew if we would take any other water to it, all of the water, since water is going to pick up the most dominant frequency of its environment, all of the water will become that water. So we created it. It came through us. I only can kind of call it that way. We called it the mother water, and we placed it into a crystal vial. When you take analemma, this is analemma. When you take this crystal vial and you swirl through the water, any H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to it starts to mimic its exact structure. So after 30 seconds, you actually get a glass of mother water. And when you drink it, we are water. All of your molecules pick up that particular frequency. And that has a very, very tangible effect on our overall health and wellness.
You just dropped so much on us. Thank you for that. I want to connect the biology here too, because what you talked about with the structure, the same thing happens when people make a kombucha, or even, you know, my lady Carrie Michelle makes sourdough bread. So she starts with a mother. She starts with the essence. And it's the same thing with water. So just so people can connect that in their minds, if you start with the seed or the mother that's pure and that is powerful and potent, able to receive and give good things like good bacteria for sourdough, great structure for the mother water. How did you go about finding the mother water, structuring the mother water? Like that in itself is a story. I know there's probably some things that maybe you can't talk about online, but what can you share with us about the mother water? This is the essence of Analemma, the mother water.
The mother water is the very essence of everything. So as I mentioned, when I got acquainted to Dr. Clarker and Dov Zantinge, they actually picked up a lab from a famous German scientist, Dr. Fritz Albert Popp. He created this very, very sophisticated technology that captures biophotons. So biophotons and these tiny particles of light, which every living thing exudes, and by the quantity of biophotons, you can actually very accurately measure vitality of any biological system. So Dolph and Eric, when they picked up a lab, they had a huge greenhouse where they were doing research on plants. And very soon into the research, when they started playing with water, they saw when you change the water with which you water the plants, their biophoton emission change dramatically. So they were playing with it, changing it. And when we created, just so you know, it takes one full year for us to create the mother water. It has five distinct stages that water needs to pass through. And when it passes the fifth stage, it never goes back to chaos. Mm. We tested it now for six consecutive years. You just roll it once. And six consecutive years, it never went back to chaos. That is the magic of it. It's extraordinarily stable. And we did all kinds of things to it. We radiated, we tried to push it out, and it always resisted. That's why it has such a profound effect. But anyhow, this is how we started. This is how we came to the mother water. Because tomatoes, for instance, that were grown with Analemma water, they exude up between 60 and 200% more light than tomatoes that were grown with regular water. That's where we knew, okay, there is something truly, truly special here. Mm. And to jump in our first human study, because we wanted to see, okay, what's the most electromagnetic part of us? How can we measure the effect of this water kind of fastest, so to speak? It's our brainwaves. So we did a double blind study with a golden standard of studies. We took two genetically identical twins, and a doctor administering the water didn't know which one was which. Twins didn't know which one was which, but we monitored through the qEEG their brainwaves. Almost as soon as the twin that drank NLM water took a sip, there was an almost instant better connection between the left and right hemisphere of the brain, and almost instant cooling effect on the brainwaves. While the other twin that drank regular water, nothing happened. This is truly amazing to kind of witness, because it's a sip of water. Why would a sip of water have this dramatic effect? So it was kind of, whoa, you know? Yeah. And then a couple of weeks later, we wanted to see, to repeat the experiment, but we gave an Analemma water to the other twin. It was this exactly the same effect, like you copy-pasted, because these are two genetically identical individuals, so they have same respond. When the first twin, who drank Analemma water before, had nothing. So that was really something powerful to observe. We really kind of saw, okay, something really tangible and biologically very measurable happens when people drink this water.
It's so incredible. You know, I've been following Gerald Pollack's work for a while. I'm sure you've heard of him. Mm-hmm. Travis Rice is a pro snowboarder. It's on the screen right now for y'all watching on Spotify and YouTube. There are some clips about how he's talking about the phases of water. And Pollack talks about the fourth phase of water, where typically, you know, water is solid, liquid, vapor. But Dr. Pollack got so deep into this work. He talked about the photons can even happen from ordinary sunlight. So there's power in the sun. Obviously, the company logo and the branding that you have is the figure eight from the sun, the sun's divine focus and the sun's divine energy here on planet Earth, which maybe you can talk about. But I find this so fascinating that in nature, we have these three forms. Is there ever a fourth form, this structure? Did you and your doctors and your engineers, did you find that fourth phase or did you create that fourth phase in the mother water?
Well, this is interesting. Jerry is a good friend of our, Dolphins. They're speaking constantly, and we're actually kind of comparing the results and everything. So this water community, water science community, is rather small. Everybody knows everybody, you know, and every single year there are water conferences, one water conference, actually, the main one where everybody kind of joins, and then everybody's sharing. So everybody knows everybody. So Dr. Pollack actually came to easy water or exclusion zone water in his own way. Mm-hmm. Our process is actually something completely different, which was really interesting to see. This clearly shows how many hidden worlds in water there are, because we came to it in a completely different way. And our results are really also something different. So it's really, really kind of fascinating to see how many things are there in water. We didn't even want to stop there. There were some who kind of, okay, we came to water somehow. But for us, it wasn't enough. We really wanted to see not just that the water changed, but what is its effect on biological systems, what it actually does to you. That's where our kind of investment or our focus went, because we want to see what happens with life when you change water.
Everybody knows about the plants. We'll link this in the show notes. And I talked to you about this when we had one of our first meetings together. There was a study done at a high school or an elementary school. They put two plants, identical plants, down the hallway. One of the plants, they said loving things. They put loving words on the outside of the plant and they watered it. One of the other plants, it was about hatred, and the students were told to talk down to the plant. Well, guess what happened in a short period of time? The plant that received loving energy flourished. The plant, and this is legitimate science, it's also spirituality, because I think we're talking about both today, Mario. The plant that received the hate, the plant that received the judgment, it died. It wilted. What does that tell us? How is that plant actually receiving the vibration and the water that's in us? Well, guess what? It's receiving it from the water in itself, from the water that it was fed. So you can only imagine, and I wonder how you feel about this. One can only imagine, if we are mindful of our thoughts, our environment, and our emotions, we are being kind, we're doing our best work to heal ourselves, which is everyone here with us right now. And on top of that, we're making the circuitry, our biological circuitry, pure because of drinking the analemma, the structured water. The only thing that's going to come from that is wholeness. The only thing that's going to come from that is love. But if we're not mindful of our thoughts, our emotions, and our environment, and we're drinking chaotic water, that is a recipe for disaster. Can you talk about that?
Most definitely. I mean, you nailed it exactly. And this is what I love about Dr. Masaru Emoto, famous a Japanese scientist. He proved that water is the key element. He actually took rice and boiled it. And he took it, he put it in two different cups, okay? And he did the same thing like with plants. So we're not talking about a plant. We're talking about a bowl of rice. The only difference is the same rice and it's the same water. The only thing was the intention. So he came to one bowl, one cup, and expressed positive emotions every single day, love, joy, gratitude. And to the other one, he expressed negative emotions. And in a week time, I believe, week or 10 days, something like that, the cup that had the rice that had positive emotions expressed to it, it had this beautifully fermented smell of rice, and you could eat that rice. And the other one had visible signs of decay. It smelled really, was really foul. And you could see that there is huge degeneration happening. And the only difference was the way you behaved to it. And the medium for that is water. That's the key element to it. Water absorbs. It's broadband absorber of energy, frequency, and vibration. Whatever you put out there, it's going to stay there and have an impact there. That's why I'm saying it's so important how we treat each other and basically everything around us, because everything around us is a mirror of some kind. It all comes back to you
eventually. So
whatever you send out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in this lifetime or the next, that's a whole spiritual deep dive. There's this word of coherence that I hear you speak about. And, you know, we talk about that in breath work as well, to be in coherence with the heart. It's also something that HeartMath has done a lot of studies on. Scientific connections that are mirror neurons in the heart to the brain. Well, I wonder if that same thing exists on a scientific and spiritual level to the water in our bodies and the water that we're drinking outside. So this coherence that you speak about, what exactly is the coherence of water? How can we practically understand coherent water? Like, why that's so important? We've already explored a little bit of the chaos. We know that the water in most, unfortunately, even our streams and lakes and oceans, it's not necessarily coherent right now because of the additives and the pollution and also the collective unrest that we're feeling as a humanity. That's in the water as well. What is the difference between coherent and chaotic? Can you give us clarity on the coherence in water?
I will tell you a really kind of one really experiment that we did early on that really blew our minds, which will kind of help tell the story. So in the beginning, we took seeds, plant seeds, and water, some with regular water and some with analemma water, because this seed is a tiny, tiny piece of life. It's very, very, very simple. And the seeds that were watered with the regular water, we didn't see nothing special. But the seeds that were watered with analemma water, so we just added the water to it, nothing else. We started seeing these sinusoidal shapes of peaks and valleys of biophoton emission. We're wondering, like, what's happening there? Like, why is this happening? It really has a rhythm to it. After a while, we realized that it followed the tides. So analemma water connected electromagnetically this tiny piece of life with a larger circadian rhythm of nature. It really blew our minds that this could happen. So now we are talking about not just coherence within ourselves, we're talking about coherence with our larger environment, but the relevant one, Mother Earth, the nature of things, not what man created, so to speak, something which is not really coherent. Mm-hmm. We're talking about something that is truly relevant for us as human beings. So this was really something that kind of, that's why we very often, we call NLM water conscious water, because it really opens pathways for us to be electromagnetically connected to what's relevant, not just within ourselves, because this is what happens. You get connected very well within yourself, but not only that, you get connected. That it's a spiritual phenomenon. You really get connected to something which is much larger than yourself.
Quantum entanglement exists. You can do the 100 monkey study, I believe, that was done. We'll link a bunch of resources for quantum entanglement down below where you're listening to this podcast. But what's so fascinating to me is that no people on planet Earth actually understand how EMF works, except for the people that created it. No people really understand how electricity works, except for the people that maybe have gone into deep dives. In other words, the largest parts of our population, Mario, they don't understand so many of the things that they accept as commonplace, right? Like Wi-Fi and like electricity. They're magic. They're literally magic. And the magic exists in water as well. So what are people getting wrong, or what are they not seeing essentially when they just go to the tap water and tell themselves, oh, it's just water. Oh, it's just tap water. These are the same people that use an iPhone, that sit by a fireplace, that, you know, are involved in all these magical things that they take essentially for granted, you know, out of sight, out of mind. When someone goes to the tap, and maybe they're here right now, somebody that drinks tap water or somebody that's passionate about water, to send this to someone right now that drinks tap water so they can get educated. When they go to the tap, what are they not knowing? In other words, what are they possibly blind to about them drinking tap water?
As much as people are aware up until this point is, okay, I need to kind of purify my water. There are toxic chemicals in water and need to take them out. And that's all good and should be done.
Yes.
But what they don't really understand is that as water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and a transmitter, but in this case, receiver and absorber of energy, frequency, and vibration, even if you take the toxin out, the information of that toxin, the frequency of that toxin is still in the water. If you don't change the frequency of the water, you are actually taking the information of that toxin into your electromagnetic system. That's why this water has this profound effect. Even if you take the tap water and you make it coherent with an NLMA, you are doing an awesome thing for your body because you're enabling your body to kind of, I'm not going to say the negative effect of that toxin is going to be much, much smaller than if you didn't do that. The best possible thing is to take all of the toxins out and then to make the water coherent. So that's a given, but that's the key. People always think, okay, I just purified. It's basically it. No. Wherever that water was, whatever the dominant frequency of its environment was, it's still there and it stays there. That's why it's so important how we treat our water. That's why all the spiritual ancient traditions, they always had these water ceremonies where they prayed over water, where they blessed their water before they drank it. I truly believe that blessing the food, actually, before you eat it, has the same effect. You're actually blessing the water in your food. You're changing the electromagnetic state of your meal. And when you take that blessing, you're literally metabolizing the blessing in your body. And that has a profound effect on health and wellness of everyone.
If that doesn't motivate someone to take an honest look, and that's really what this conversation is, right? It's about honesty. Like, what are we actually thinking, feeling, doing, and being? And how are we taking in water so that we can do that from a loving space? You talked about water being this conduit, right? The place where if there's a dominant frequency in the environment, the water is going to literally take on, literally on a cellular level, the energy of that environment. So let's say that someone is leading a stressful life and they're unconscious about the way that they're hurting other people. Could them, for maybe a week or 2 weeks or a month, drinking the Analemma, drinking the structured water, having the essence of that unified whole from the mother water herself in their cells, could that over time with mindfulness change the way that they show up in the world? Because really, like, it's great that we have tools like this. It's powerful. But if we lead our lives in an unconscious way, doesn't matter how much Analemma water we drink. But I assume, and I wonder how you feel, I assume that the more we drink the mother water, the more that we take in the structure of the unified whole, the more likely we are with mindfulness to actually be loving to ourselves and others. What do you make of that?
Most definitely. From that perspective, of course, Analemma water is not like a magic thing that you drink once and then you're super happy and everything is great with you.
Yeah.
But it actually enables you, it connects you in a much deeper way. We have people from all over the world sending messages and how their life changed without them even kind of intending it, so to speak. So people become spiritual by themselves. People start to kind of care about what kind of food they're eating. Their whole behavior changes through time without even kind of having a conscious intention to it. It just happens. Mm-hmm. Because, as I mentioned, when you change the core, which is water, entire biology follows. Everything in my eye wants to be whole. Everything wants to actually be an expression of that perfect blueprint that we were born with. So I believe that it takes an enormous effort not to be that. That's why we're so fatigued. That's why we're so exhausted. It's stressful not to be in your natural state. This water just connects you and allows you to become aware in a more deeper way. It's just natural. It's the way things are supposed to be. It's the way water is supposed to be. And I love how God, universe, Mother Earth created things to support us naturally. So just by drinking right kind of water just by eating quality unprocessed food. I believe 90 to 95% of all diseases would just vanish off the face of the earth. Really, I'm not even joking about it.
That's a very polarizing comment for people in the Western mind of structural medicine. But, you know, there is some beautiful science, too, that I want to unpack. There's actually some incredible science. Here's the one that I've been wanting to ask you for 2 months. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
So for y'all watching, this is the Analemma wand inside of this quartz crystal. It's a beautiful quartz crystal wand. Quartz crystal is essentially a computer. It's much different than glass. When we look through a car window, a car window is not quartz crystal. Quartz crystal is a network. It's like this almost vehicle for carrying information. It's very, very pure. There's a couple things I want to ask you. So let's start there. That's the first part. The second part is that there are actually a lot of computer scientists that are wanting to have water hard drives in the future for data storage. There's an article that we're linking. It's actually on the screen right now. Water is essentially going to be the hard drive of the future. Now, if that doesn't tell you that water is a place of storage of information, nothing will. So whether you're spiritual or scientific, this is a conversation that relates to us all. This is it's a very serious conversation, but it's also a very fun conversation. What is it about the quartz crystal? This is not a crystal that's on an altar. It's a crystal that's literally encapsulating the mother water. Why is quartz crystal a computer? How is it such different than glass? And why do you use the quartz crystal with the Analemma wand specifically?
Yes, to make it very simple and not to go kind of all over the place, it has two very important jobs. Number one is to, of course, to create barrier between the mother water and the other water that you're swirling it in. But more importantly, just like you mentioned vehicle. Quartz crystal is extraordinary natural superconductor. The frequency of what is inside to what is outside in the best possible efficient way. That's why we're using it. And it's extraordinary that you realize that. Because usually people don't know what crystals are, but this function of it,
this is big.
Is, and you mentioned about water and storage and everything. Our founder, Dr. Eric Larker, who is actually, he created Analemma Water. He for years has been saying that water is a bioquantum computer. In and of itself is bioquantum computer. And now scientists are coming, okay, this is going to be the future. For years he has been saying it while people didn't realize anything about anything. I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Veda Austin.
I've heard of Veda Austin.
What I love about her, she's an amazing, she also comes to the water conference. And so we all know each other. Eric kind of spent some time with her. What I love about her work is that she clearly showed, and everybody can kind of see, she actually did an experiment with Analemma water and it was just beautiful. She has this process of fast freezing the water, and then you start seeing all kinds of things in the water. I wanted to mention her work for other reasons. If you just take a photo and put water, regular water on it, and if you fast freeze it, water picks up the image, the actual image of the photo.
What?
It really is crazy when you look at it. You take water and put it on a photo. So I invite people to kind of go to Veda's Facebook page because she's constantly doing this. And the ability of water to absorb frequency and to portray it in its own way is extraordinary, really. You're going to have your mind blown.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to look at that. It's interesting because you talk about the coherence and the unified whole so much in your media. And that actually starts with the structure of the mother water. And like you said, it takes a year to make the mother water.
It takes a year to create mother water, yeah.
Well, try this on for size, everyone. So in the article we've linked about the storage of hard drives, they talked about it's purported that water has a memory of its own and the ability to retain memory of the substances that are dissolved into it. This is the key. Even after being substantially and serially diluted. They're talking about water as a hard drive. So if the scientific community, if the quantum computing community, which by the way, there's literally billions and billions of dollars going into quantum computing, especially now with the rise of AI, what do they know that maybe the ancient masters have known forever, for millennia, that's in the Mother Water herself? What do they know that potentially we can learn that the ancients have known for millennia?
This is the thing. This is why the water is at the heart of every spiritual tradition, because it holds the secret to all life, physical life. As I mentioned, consciousness marries the form through water. And this is the key bridge thing where everything happens.
And in that bridge, we find either wholeness or disconnection if we don't walk on the bridge. But what about if the water is heated? We talked about the water maybe being diluted. The mother water is pure.
This is actually very interesting. This is This is the whole homeopathy principle has been kind of explained to it, because even if you don't have a single molecule of any substance that you're diluting the water with, at the end you're going to have even more powerful effect of that particular molecule. That's a clear proof of work of frequencies. This is exactly what we talked about. Water is going to pick up the most dominant frequency of its environment, the information of its environment. Even if you take whatever physical element is there,
exactly,
the information is stored there and it has a powerful effect on you. You know what we actually even realized? That in our early research, when we grew tomatoes with alum water and regular water, we realized that we were putting them close to each other, because energetically speaking, they're speaking. So we really need to create a big separate space between those two so that the energy, the frequency doesn't go there.
Mm. Have you ever considered this? And maybe you have. I haven't looked at the site in a couple of days. But this wand is something that we can use on the go. So whether you're at the airport or at your home or you go to a restaurant, I'm sure you probably get interesting looks when you go to a restaurant and you start stirring water with the with the wand. They're like, "What is this guy doing?
A lot of crazy.
Is he a magician?" But that's great for on the go. But in our house, have you ever thought about building a structured water reservoir that has the analemma, quartz crystal, mother water inside of it, so that whatever clean water we put in there, maybe we can put the words love on the outside. I'm just visualizing that, you know, a huge water system for the home itself that has the crystal and the mother water inside of it. Then we can just drink that all day long instead of just going to the Berkey filter.
We created it, brother.
You have?
It's called Whole House Analemma.
Here we go.
Yeah, so you just install it in the hole in the piping system of your house. But you know what? It's now we're actually jumping through all of the studies that we did. So we're going to come back to it, all the double-blind placebo studies that we did. But I just want to kind of, since you mentioned this, it was really interesting for us, since, you know, skin is our largest organ of the body. So we were kind of thinking, what would happen if people would take baths in analemma water? And then we kind of connected to Hydrate Spa, my dear friend David Perez and Dr. Greg Lane. They already had equipment to measure the vitals before and after. And then we're now in 100 people study where people are just laying down in animal water between 20 and 30 minutes. And we had extraordinary results. Every single person in the study experienced increase in cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, but more importantly, in heart rate variability. Every single person has an increase, significant increase there. So everybody knows about heart rate variability, how accurately this marker tells you a story about your overall health and the longevity and basically everything. So this is one kind of really powerful benefit of just not even drinking, but laying down in it. You just lay down in alum water for 20 to 30 minutes. Cool. That's why we kind of created the whole house system, because people don't need to they don't want to swirl their bathtub for 3 hours to get all of the water coherent.
This brings me to a practical question, right? So it's on the screen right now, by the way, joshtrent.com/onalemma. And thank you so much for the discount too. You gave us 10% off, which is incredible. I know it's not cheap or easy to make these products. So the code is on the screen, Josh10. Now, what's really interesting to me is if we do, I believe you said in the literature, it's 30 to 90 seconds. Like, let's say I have a 24-ounce glass. I'm holding up a ball jar. I love to drink out of ball jars. It's not quartz, but it's nice. And it's definitely not plastic. Y'all do not ever drink out of plastic. Maybe we can talk about that later on. So it's 30 to 90 seconds, for the whole house filtration and even, you know, for people, the largest bodies of water, can you talk about the time that we need to actually structure the water for the, like a 24-ounce glass? And then can you also talk about the, how it works for the whole house system? That's incredible.
Yeah, so we came up with this one thing because we wanted to come up immediately so that people can start using it before we kind of come up with all the other applications. So it's if you have a 3 deciliters glass, then it's anywhere 30 seconds. But when you increase, if it's 1 liter, then it's 3 times that. So you can extrapolate from there. But that's why we kind of wanted to create the whole house system so nobody can actually even think about it. We created it. A bit larger system where it's the same basically system. Water is touching lava, passing through. And then when it leaves the whole house in a lemma, wherever you open your faucet, you have coherent water. So you don't need to swirl, you don't need to do anything. And I just want to emphasize once again, it never goes back into chaos. If you just take one glass of it and if you take it out and you keep it for years, the water will stay in this very special coherent state.
Even if you attach, this is a big question, even if you attach labels on it that says, I hate you, or, you know, I don't want you around, even that energy won't get into the water once it's treated with the onalemma?
We haven't done a study on that, but I can tell you what studies we did do. So one of the really, really negative frequencies that you can have, and we're now saturated with it, are 5G and basically all EMFs. Yeah. They're not natural frequencies. And we realized that, and we did studies on it, when you put a glass of water next to just a Wi-Fi router, water goes deep into chaos. And we didn't even kind of stop there. Since with this brainwave study, we wanted to see, okay, what happens with people when they talk on the cell phone and their brainwaves. And lo and behold, brainwaves, they go out of whack. But then we tested NLM water with it. We kind of we just wanted to see what's going to happen. We gave some people regular water and some people NLM water. They didn't know which water they were drinking, and we monitored their brainwaves in qEEG. It has extraordinary fast effect. Almost as soon as you take a sip of NLM water, instant cooling effect on the brainwaves, and in a very short period of time, everything comes back to green. While with other people who drank regular water, that negative effect persisted for much, much, much longer period of time. Ooh. So that's one way of proving, okay, something really happens here. It's very hard to do study in particular with that effect. We could, again, use maybe biophoton emissions or something to kind of really, if you put negative kind of statement on it, what would happen?
Mario, tell us about the ATP and the science with the structure of the onalemma.
How we actually came about it, we from the biophoton perspective, we knew that vitality of biological systems grow exponentially when you water plants with onalemma water. We wanted to see what happens on a human level. And we were thinking, how can we measure the vitality of a human being? So we came to ATP. Adenosine triphosphate, which is the primary energy currency of the cell. So every biochemical reaction, every heartbeat, every breath depends on ATP. So what we did a double-blind placebo-controlled study where we measured ATP levels in humans, the actual mitochondrial energy of our bodies. So what we did, we took a snapshot of ATP levels in humans, in participants in the study. Then they drank 1.5 liters of NLM water per day without changing anything else in the world. They didn't change their diets, they didn't change their exercise regime, they didn't change anything. And then after 2 months, we took another snapshot to see what happened. And we saw 20% rise in overall mitochondrial energy of the body over the placebo. If you count in the placebo, which was 7%, it's almost one third. Your entire energy of your body actually increased by almost a third. And we're not talking about Red Bull energy here. We're talking about actual energy of the body. If you give body just a couple of percent more of energy, it will do magic with it. It will repair itself in remarkable ways. So this was truly, truly, truly groundbreaking for us. And, you know, scientists now agree that key cause of cellular aging is decline in mitochondrial function. And we actually proved with this study that mitochondrial function rises significantly just by drinking the water, which really is remarkable.
It's remarkable.
And usually ATP is always, is connected to kind of muscle contraction, you know, athletes. And sure, it's definitely important there. But people don't realize that the biggest spender of ATP in our body is actually our brains. For one neuron to send an impulse to a neighboring cell, it needs to hydrolyze 1 billion ATP molecules. And there are billions of neurons. So 25% of all of our energy goes to maintaining brain. And that's why people with high ATP levels always have much higher cognitive performance. So it has that, amongst all other effects, it has a profound effect. And also one other thing, when we proved that mitochondrial function of the body increases significantly, what is the key thing that our mitochondria are doing? They're actually transferring fats and sugar, which are primary fuel, into energy. So if that system in and of itself works and functions great, that has profound effect on basically any area of our health. So yeah, this was a truly groundbreaking study.
It's amazing that we live in a time, and also with your background, right? Like you said, sometimes the path, you just realize why you were where you were because it helped you be where you are now. It's amazing that you had that background because it gave you the eye and it gave you the understanding of what tests to look for, what scientific rigor actually applies to this product. And honestly, so that people can feel good. If they have low ATP, they're not going to feel good. They're not going to be able to perform athletically. And I love that you talked about the hunger of the brain. You know, what's happening, like the brain is a very ATP driven part of ourself. Yeah, when my brain isn't functioning well, like when I'm not getting enough sleep, I feel it. So I wonder, and this is kind of a sidebar, I wonder if you've done any sleep studies, and if you haven't, that might be something really fascinating for the future to figure out, you know, after a month of time, if someone's drinking only the Onilema structured water, could that impact their sleep? You know, maybe using the Oura Ring or something.
For sure. Because we had many, many people kind of reporting it. So it would be kind of cool because, you know, I love the whole science thing. It's a thing. I'm kind of geeky that way. I love to do it by the book. You know, double blind, placebo control, everything by the book. I actually haven't considered it up until now because we have so many balls in the air, to be honest. We're doing so many studies. And we can only do as much at the time, but it's actually a very good idea. I love it. We will definitely look into that.
Yes, we all need.
I have to mention the other also double-blind placebo control study that we did on the dysbiosis index of the microbiome. So in the last couple of decades, science has kind of connected the state of our microbiome to basically any area. We're talking about immune health, cardiovascular health, neurological health. Basically, any area of human health is connected to the state of our microbiome. So we wanted to see what's going to happen with human microbiome when people drink this water. So we did a double-blind placebo-controlled study where we took a snapshot of people's microbiome. Then they drank a liter and a half of Onilema water without, again, changing anything else in the world. They didn't change their diets, their exercise regime, everything else stayed the same. And then at the end of the study, we took another snapshot. And we had 17% increase on the dysbiosis index of the microbiome over the placebo. So dysbiosis index actually describes the degree of deviation within the microbiome, taking into account all the different bacterial phyla and species and their weighing factor. This has profound effect on your entire biology. You know, people usually nowadays talk about serotonin and how important it is for our mood. But most people aren't aware that 95% of our serotonin is being created by our microbiome in our gut.
Yeah, exactly.
And is being delivered through the gut-brain axis to our brain. How you feel, how you see the world depends on the state of your microbiome. So microbiome is hugely, hugely important. So much so that we're actually now going to do a much deeper dive. We're going to do a DNA sequencing of an entire microbiome because science has pinpointed now the exact pathway by which certain species of bacteria has an effect on any area of health. So we're doing the whole map in context of NLM water. How? And we're actually not just going to do double-blind placebo control. It's going to be a crossover study. Because every single microbiome is unique. So the only way to really know what happens is that people are going to be using placebo and they're going to be a washout period. And then they're going to use NLM water. And then we're going to compare the data. And they're not going to know at which time they're using which. So this is the golden standard of the study. And then you can actually see the impact. Because when you compare one microbiome to the other, which we did, and we even there, we had good results. But we're kind of hoping we're going to see what's going to happen, that we're going to have much more dramatic results when we're actually looking at one single microbiome. And of course, it's going to be a larger study, so there are going to be many participants in it.
I respect how deep you want to go. I think at this point with science, there are people, like you said, who are going to gravitate towards it. But for the rest of us, the ones where we just need enough science, for the rest of us, we can just use our intuition, right? Science is important. And I love the fact that as a company, you go into depth with that. Because like you said, you want to know 100% that this is happening in the body. And I totally respect that. And science only goes so far. We have to actually trust. We have to actually trust and know that when we make a choice with the right intention, like you talked about, the study that he did with the rice bowls. The intention is also part of the science itself. So thank you so much, man, for sharing.
Most definitely. This is the thing, you know, people who understand, they understand immediately. But studies are actually done. We're doing studies so that everybody else who is maybe not that intuitive, they know that if they use the water, if they drink the water, they will have the long term benefit. You know, I believe, you know, people are waking up and very soon we're going to have a much different world. I believe that we are going into things kind of look grim at the at this point in time, but I'm telling you where we're going is the flowering of humankind. And I'm 100% sure it's just a matter of time. We're going there, however things are going on and however they're looking. This is just a tunnel phase. And at the end, we are really going to experience something amazing. So in this period of time, when people don't rely that much, at least kind of large, vast amount of people on their intuition, we're doing science for them. And everybody else, they can immediately sense the change. They can feel that there is something amazing about this. And you are definitely one of those forward, I'm going to say thinkers, feelers, so you know where true value is. You don't need kind of the whole bells and whistles. But, you know, for everybody else who are a bit more dense, let's call it that way, we're doing the science.
Yeah, I like both. I like the thinking and I like the feeling. But if I had to choose, I would much rather just do the feeling. Because the thinking gets me in trouble, Mario. When I overthink, dude, the thinking gets me in trouble, man. So
I agree with you 100%. I'm exactly like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, since, you know, I've been given this position and I really want to, just like I mentioned, do its justice. I don't want to leave any rock unturned. I want to do everything in my power to do this job to the very best of my ability. So I really don't want to leave anything behind. Everything needs to be covered 100%. That's my commitment. And this is a perfect opportunity to also mention our whole mission statement is to make all bodies of water on this planet coherent again. We already developed this eco-friendly technology. That's why we want to bring it to the governmental level. We want to install our equipment into the wells of the biggest rivers. Because then all of the water in the rivers are going to be coherent. The microbiome of the soil is going to change. All plant life will change. And all of this water will end up in the oceans. And in a very short period of time, oceans would become coherent. Then we would have a coherent planet.
There are people that probably, let's be real, they probably need this the most. The people that are the most analytical, Mario, the people that have the most doubts. And look, I'm a healthy skeptic as well. I think skepticism is actually good because there are a lot of companies out there that are just trying to take advantage of people. Anala Emma is not, because you've done so much research and it's linked in our show notes. You have so many studies on the site, third party validation. Like, for anybody that has an analytical mind that is a maybe over healthy skeptic, this is actually a human being that most likely needs this water the most, because what sets people into hypervigilance, and I have my own story with this, is actually dysregulation of the nervous system. So if I have a nervous system that was designed for 0 point homeostasis, and I'm maybe 1 or 2 or 3 degrees as a baseline sympathetic, which is fight and flight, I actually need different tools, adaptogens, supplementation, Anala Emma water, to stack myself so that I can be more at peace. So I can bring it from 3 degrees sympathetic back to 0 homeostasis, which is essentially balance and peace. Do you ever come across this conversation? And I wonder how you'd, I'm really curious, how would you respond to someone who is an over-healthy skeptic, somebody that's very analytical, very doubting of the beauty and the miraculousness of the quantum field itself? Do you ever have conversations like that? Maybe you're in an elevator one day. How do you respond to them?
I mean, the only thing that we can do is exactly what we are doing. So we're not staying in the what they would call woo-woo land. We're actually doing double-blind placebo-controlled studies, gold standard studies. So everything that scientific world actually, we want to do it by ourselves. We want to be 100% sure what this technology actually does. But I can tell you one thing. People who are that skeptical, it doesn't even matter what kind of studies are you doing, because they just dismiss it saying, no, it's not.
Yeah.
So if somebody has decided that this isn't so, they will, you know, all truths become, start with blasphemies. It's the old saying. So after a while, everybody will say, I knew it from the very get-go. These times, I'm not having it so much, to be honest. People are kind of realizing, because we already kind of did a lot. You know, when you take our whole full NLMA research report, it's like really a lot. It's a read. It's quite a read. And when you go through all the details, even the most skeptical of individuals, they actually see, okay, well, there is something there. Yeah. But, you know, there are people who don't even want to kind of, I'm not going to read it, if you know what I mean. Oh, it's not there.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I would say maybe 95% of people are really kind of at least have an open mind enough to acknowledge that there could be something there. And when they look at the data and when they experience them, say, oh, I have actually a nice story about, from Dr. Mindy Peltz. I love her. Dr. Mindy is an amazing woman. I don't know if you know her.
I've heard of
her. But anyhow, her sister, very accomplished doctor, I think she had a doctorate from Stanford or something. Anyhow, she saw Mindy swirling. They were in New York, somewhere at the hotel, and she was swirling the water with her and Alema, and her sister was like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? What magic are you kind of doing? And she's like, you know, I'm making the water coherent, blah, blah, blah. And she said, I don't believe this. And then Mindy actually did taste test 5 consecutive times. Her sister actually pointed out which one was an NLMA. And that really kind of blew her mind as a scientist, because every single time it's the same water, the one was just swirled with an NLMA. And every single time she pointed out which one was which. Which is a kind of simple thing, very hard to ignore, because something happens. There is very tangible change that you can not only taste, but experience. And she knew it every single time. So then she couldn't ignore it. I'm just saying, you know, usually when people are highly scientific, if there is not like 100 years of science behind it, they get skeptical.
Yeah.
But when they have their own personal experience, they cannot ignore it.
Well, let's talk about this. I love that story, by the way. Someone who's probably been in academia for decades, and they're like, yeah, I can recognize it 5 times just by the intuitive feeling in my body. Look at science is really what it is. Science is a Socratic method. It's not something that has to be blindly accepted as truth. You know, what we've gone through in the past 3+ years with the pandemic and all the craziness in the world, we've heard phrases, Mario, trust the science. Well, guess what? Yeah, that science was proven wrong. So should we have trusted it or should we have trusted ourselves? That's really what this is. So if somebody's having right now, I'm not here to force anyone to do anything, by the way. I'm just presenting beautiful science, beautiful spirituality, and then y'all make your decision in the middle. In other words, I'm not here to force anything. But I will say that if you really get clear on trusting your own intuition, a lot of things that you believe to be true are actually not. And a lot of things that you actually believe to be false are true. It's such a dichotomy at times, or at least a perceived dichotomy. And I wonder in your own personal life, as you've gone down this road, well, down this well of water, and you've really experienced yourself, the healing, the consciousness evolution by your own spiritual path in creating and helping to market and bring to life this mother water, the Analemma. What's changed for you, Mario? What's changed for you on a heart level, on a spiritual level? Mm-hmm. What are the benefits that you personally have received from the mother water herself?
I don't get asked that question a lot. Or I don't know if anybody asks me in this particular way. So thank you for it. This whole experience clearly showed me that there is something much vaster, much higher than myself is running the show. And just to be a witness of things falling together, just to seeing synchronicities happening that I cannot take credit for, is just astounding. That's why I'm saying, that's all we are saying is Mother Earth is the hidden voice of this project. So I'm just here to serve all of us. We feel we are serving this water, not the other way around. It's not like, okay, we are kind of selling it or whatever. No, we're trying to get it to as much people as possible. And we want to bring it to governmental level. We have a very high vision. We can talk about it later. But the one thing that truly kind of changed me or showed me that there is something much bigger than I'm part of that is running everything. And then all I have to do is surrender. All I have to do is listen. All I have to do is follow. That everything is happening. And if I'm conscious enough, if I'm present enough, if I'm still enough, the way it appears, the legs are walking. It takes so much stress away from everyday life because I'm not in the driver's seat, so to speak. I am, but I'm not, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
This is the place of emptiness where you are aware of things happening and you can sense things way before they happen. You see how the wind is blowing without even seeing it. You're just taken, so to speak. But, you know, I love, I think Deepak Chopra mentioned this. When you take a rock and throw it in a lake, you see all of these beautiful ripples. But if you're in the middle of the hurricane and you take an Empire State Building and throw it in it, you will not see any difference. So the key element is actually to be present enough, silent enough to really sense what's happening. You can sense how things are moving, how universe is moving, how Earth is moving, how all of your thoughts and feelings and thoughts of everybody else and the energy field around you, everything, you can sense everything and you can move with it, not oppose it in any way or form. So you're not losing energy. You're not going anywhere where energy gets lost. You're just flowing with the river. You're just flowing with the water. It moves you. I love this. Rumi said this once, and which I love it. When you do things from your soul, you feel the river moving in you, a joy. That's like inner movement of divine will. Something powerful moves you, and then you're not spending energy. You're actually building up energy. Your frequency doesn't go down. It actually goes up. And then when you come to that state, even a small disturbance, you can really experience it. You're really, okay, this is not the way to go.
Yeah.
It's choiceless, so to speak. It's natural. You don't want to go there by itself. It's not like, okay, should I go there or not, so to speak. It just, there's a no there. which is palpable, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. So the choice kind of makes itself, so to speak.
This is what I've always experienced in my life, Mario, is that the more work I do on my own soul, on my own consciousness, and by the way, what that really means is the more I can actually be loving and experience love from others. That's essentially what we're talking about here. Not to reductionize it, but that it actually is that simple. Now, just because it's simple doesn't mean that it's easy. The more that I do this work, and I'm sure you've experienced this, the more that we start bringing in this scaffolding of tools like the analemma and like other things in our life, we actually become more sensitive. We become more susceptible to energies in the world. Like you said, when you feel something, you might actually feel it more deeply. You might feel it more quickly. You might feel it right away compared to if your intuition, if your faculty for sensing things was blunted like before. In other words, the more I go on my own healing spiral and the more that I actually do work to be the most loving Josh I can be and to give and receive love as Josh to others, the more sensitive I've become. Now, there's a narrative for men that it's like, you shouldn't be sensitive, you know, suck it up and get back out there and push your emotions down. It's just a different conversation. It's a different narrative. It's a different way of being. So you as a man, you as a father, you as an entrepreneur, I'm sure that at times you have felt things way more deeply as you've gone down the well with analemma than before. How have you navigated emotionally as you've built yourself to be a more intuitive person through analemma, through different things? How do you deal with challenges now and your emotions that might feel very strong now compared to before you even went down the well itself?
It's totally interesting that you asked this question. It's all about, usually, you know, it's kind of masculinity that we're having on the planet. It's a wounded masculinity, escalated masculinity. It doesn't serve us in any way or form. So we're actually out of balance. The whole world is out of balance. And it doesn't serve us. It's just, it's actually fear. It's masqueraded by strength. It's not. It's when you're truly at peace with yourself, when you're truly, truly, truly connected, all you can radiate is love. You cannot hurt anybody or anything for that matter. I was, you know, I remember myself from before. I was always very kind of dominant in terms of kind of getting the job done and kind of more into like all of us were kind of at one point or another. But life taught me that this doesn't work and that I'm not actually creating harmony around me. So I can still be powerful. I can still be strong. I can still be determined. But in the same way, I can be gentle. I can be loving. I can be all embracing. And when I do that, I'm actually creating positive change around me. I don't need to dominate my environment to stand out, so to speak. I'm actually standing out in a completely different manner. And something which is helping everybody else to raise, not to go down.
How did life teach you that?
Oh, interesting. I had this one period of time when I almost died. Something started happening with me and life kept me on my knees for a year and a half. I really thought I was going to die. And through this period, I knew it from one level, it was scary, but I knew that something spiritually of enormous spiritual magnitude was happening to me. And it taught me to be gentler with myself, because I always had this thing when I was beating up parts of myself. I kind of didn't allow weakness. I didn't allow gentleness. I needed to be powerful. I needed to be strong. I needed to dominate. And when I was kept on my knees for a year and a half, it was very, 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 very challenging time. They didn't know what was happening with me. And in the end, I really thought that I was going to die because I lost a lot of weight. I was really, my body couldn't digest food. It was terrible. And nobody still knows, because I went to all the doctors and they told me, well, you know, we don't know what's happening with you.
They called it idiopathic. They had no idea what it was.
Yeah, they didn't have it.
But it was psychosomatic. Heart, right? It was psychosomatic. It was created by yourself.
Well, I don't know. I had real symptoms, but they just couldn't explain it. This was all way before analemma, but it all taught me to kind of the whole ego personality, the whole, because I was really very kind of dominant individual, it all came in waves. And after a while, I became very, very, very gentle with myself. And it changed me. So this truly changed my life, really changed my life. Even I was in spirituality even before, but anyhow, this, when something of this magnitude happens to you, when you really kind of, I might die in the next month or so,
sure,
then it kind of creates totally different vantage point, let's call it that way. And then you see that that's why, you know, I can only be grateful. And every single day, I can walk.
Well, on that note, from my heart to yours, thank you for being here. And until Mario and I see you again, we're both wishing you love and wellness. It's such a great conversation. Share this podcast with somebody that is drinking tap water, okay? And also just share this podcast with someone that may be struggling spiritually, emotionally, or physically. Like, it starts with water. It starts with you and I. So Mario, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Josh.
This podcast is brought to you by our trusted friends at Organifi, the creators of the Organifi Gold, my number one turmeric lemon balm and superfood adaptogen bombshell that, trust me, will make you sleep like a baby. I know this because I use it on the regular. Not only is this one of my top sleep supplements I use personally, but also it helps my nervous system and my stomach calm down at the end of the day in the evenings. Especially if I've had a stressful day. I know you have those too because you're human. And because we're human, the best thing to do is take loving care of the human body, starting with quality sleep, not just quantity. This is going to allow you to have the highest quality of life possible. So if you've been struggling with sleep, give this superfood adaptogen powder, the Organifi Gold, a test drive for a special deal over at wellnessforce.com/Organifi. ORGANIFI, wellnessforce.com/Organifi. Pick up a 30-day supply, give it a test drive. If you don't like it, you can send it back, but no one's ever done that. As far as I've heard, 20% off is the biggest discount you'll find over the entire internet. We're grandfathered in. These savings are for you. Head over to wellnessforce.com/Organifi and use the code WellnessForce. Share this with your friends, your family, and anyone who wants to drink the gold and sleep well. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I appreciate you being here so much. You know, time is our most valuable resource. It's something we can never get back. And the fact that you spend your time, your breath, your presence, your mind, your heart, your body, your soul here with me on the podcast, I am so grateful. I want to give you a free gift. Head over to joshtrent.com/M21. This is where I've taken these 500 episodes and I've squeezed down to get just the juice, the most important nuggets, the things that'll move the needle for you in your life right now. Maybe you're needing a wellness reset or a reboot. These are 6 science-backed practices that I promise you from my research and my application will help you go from A to B, the person you are now to the person that you desire to be, the one that is fulfilling their potential. joshtrent.com/M21. One of the practices in the M21 is breath work. This is a guide that in 21 minutes a day, you can take these 6 foundational wellness practices backed by science. And in 21 minutes a day, you can completely revolutionize the way that you feel in your body, the way that your mind speaks to you, and the way that your heart operates as a guidepost in the world. Now, back to breath work. If you've been wanting to use your breath to clear your stress, if you've been curious about how to use breath work in a practical way, I want to invite you to join us in the 3-week journey over at breathwork.io. This is the Breathe, Breath, and Wellness program where I can personally guide you one-on-one to get the fundamentals about the posture, the process, and the application of using breath that you're already doing just in the most beautiful way to clear your stress. Breathwork.io. Use the code Josh25. Josh25 gets you 25% off the entire 3-week journey. Come join me, breathwork.io. I'll see you there.